The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Chidi.
What?
Chidi?
Where'd you come from?
My house.
Well. Look what the cat dragged in. Where have you been this whole time?
You know, just sleeping in, relaxing, enjoying my time
at
home.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back.
The first talk back of the day. Oh, you know what? That didn't work. Let me try this. Oh, you know what?
Oh, no.
Can't play it. We're having issues. It's not working.
Oh, no. Maybe I can play it. Let me try. Let me just, you know, hit this button here.
That's weird because Mercury is not in retrograde anymore.
There's nothing to blame these issues on.
Wow, that's weird because, yeah, there's nothing, like, no other possible explanation, right? All right, let me try this.
Good morning, guys, and happy Friday. Hey, I was looking at a report online that said that Android users are the most stubborn people in the world, and they tend to always think they're right. They will go out of their way to correct spelling in front of everybody and call out people when they pronounce words wrong. I don't know any Android users, so maybe you guys can help me out. Do you think that's true?
That is 100% true.
1,000%.
I also read a report that iPhone users are the most gullible people out there, and they'll believe any fake report that they read anywhere.
We don't believe that one.
No, that's obviously not true.
Wow. Feeling attacked this morning. Come on, it's Friday, and I'm feeling attacked.
You're the one that attacks us every time we spell something wrong or mispronounce something.
You know what? Anytime I ever mispronounce something, the room lights up and Jess like does cartwheels and like starts cheering and celebrating.
My favorite.
Guys and Selena, you too, and you guys jump all over me. A lot of times, you guys mispronounce something. I merely say, "What? Maybe it's the other way." I don't like celebrate it, but I want us to come off sounding like a show like that. You know, knows what the hell we're doing. And so sometimes, you know, but I don't like champion it.
Yes,
unless it's really egregious. Unless it's super bad, then maybe.
But we like it because, you know, it makes you just like the rest of us.
Just like the rest of us.
But
we all screw up. It's live radio.
But it's just funnier when you do it.
Yeah. Because it happens less often.
That's why it's
a
special occasion when it happens.
Got it. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
So Chidi is sitting in with us this morning. Mm-hmm. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
We're going to do Chidi's tweets. We're bringing back one of her segments.
Blast from the past. Have you been tweeting?
Have you been tweeting, Chidi? A lot.
All right. Then let's dive into it.
Let's do it next, Graham. Because we got to get to four after this Rihanna. But we are going to do Chidi's tweets. I know. We're going to do it coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Oh my God. Almost doghouse. Good morning, JV Show. Obviously, long time listener here. Just wanted to send you guys some Friday love. Hope you guys have a great day. You're doing a great job. I've been listening forever and will continue to listen as long as you guys are on. So keep up the great work. Have a great Friday. Love you guys.
Love that. Best talk back in 2025 right there.
Yes.
Appreciate
so far,
you.
Yep. Thank you for listening. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Did you hear about the helicopter crash yesterday?
Yeah.
So sad. A helicopter carrying a family of five from Spain crashed into the Hudson River, killing everybody on board. So that's a total number of six, including the pilot, and three of those were children.
God, what is happening in aviation lately?
I don't know.
Scary. Warriors had the day off yesterday, but they were fortunate enough to move up from the seventh seed into the sixth, thanks to the Timberwolves beating the Grizzlies last night. It's a very tight race in the Western Conference. Six teams' records all within a game or two of each other. If you finish lower than the sixth seed, you have to be in the play-in tournament to get into the playoffs. Warriors want to avoid that. Their second-to-last regular season game is tonight in Portland. It is a must-win. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock.
Max!
You'll see a little bit of fog this morning. Some patchy clouds will linger on through mid-morning, and then the sun is going to arrive, ready to give us yet another beautiful day and a perfect start to our weekend and possible spring break for some of you lucky people out there.
Nice. Hey, Aquarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be 7.
Oh.
If you've been struggling to find the one, it's time to expand your dating pool. Dive into your own interests and hobbies, and you will be more likely to meet someone that has shared your passions. A spring fling will likely likely turn into something more serious.
A spring fling. That sounds nice. That's want so that fun. For you.
Oh, yeah, not for me,
not,
for you.
Not for us, you. Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Chidi is in studio with us this morning. Hi, Chi.
Hi, guys.
So I don't want this to be confusing for anyone because she's not back with the show.
Now I'm confused. She's not?
I know. She is back in the building. She's working with Wild, doing other behind the scenes things. But we want to have her in at least Fridays is the goal. Mm-hmm. So we can have some weekend fun with Chidi. So
love it.
We have to bring back one of our favorite Chidi segments, Chidi's Tweets. And this is where we get to hopefully, do some catch up and mm-hmm. see what you've been up to.
Are you ready, Chidi?
Oh, no, I'm kind of nervous.
My baby fever is at an all-time high right now. What?
Oh my gosh, you guys. So I went, during this time off, I went to Wisconsin. My sister has a baby. And she is so freaking cute. And I was like, oh my God, I want one now. Like, my baby fever is
have
high.
Have you been taking any steps to making that happen?
Right, yeah. What's the...
I mean, there has been steps, but not the complete steps.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, at least we have another person. It's not just the solo anymore.
The last time, though. Yeah, that's a good one. Chidi, the last time, I remember you often were taking care of somebody's small child mm-hmm. here, and all you talked about was, oh my God, I don't know how you parents do it. Oh, this is a nightmare. And I don't want to,
it's a great
besmirch
point.
The name of that kid, but what was different about your sister's baby?
She was. Okay, I
guess. Cuter?
She was cuter.
Nicer.
And she didn't cry that much.
Okay.
She's really quiet.
Oh, yeah.
So that was great.
Don't think that will be your experience.
No.
Trust me. You'll get the opposite of whatever you think your kids will be like. Trust me. I don't think this double-double is sitting right in my stomach.
Oh, no.
That's the Chidi I remember.
Yeah. You're lactose intolerant, aren't you?
It's like every once in a while. So no, I like to...
Lactose intolerance doesn't
like
just come and go. Shouldn't you just get a double? Don't get the double cheese in there?
No, I feel like you have to go throughout the whole burger. Double-double is great.
Yeah, like if you're already committing to one cheese, might as well just do both. Or you could just do no cheese. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Get a double.
But you order is... Do you get... Is it just called the double if it's not a double-double?
No, it's still called the double-double.
I'm confused.
Isn't it?
I know there's a cheeseburger.
I thought double-double implied double meat and then double cheese.
So, right, but I always do my no cheese anyway.
Double-double.
So but it's still called a double-double.
So you order a double-double with no cheese. So to me, that's just a double.
A double.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Just questions.
Next tweet.
But Chidi, you survived the incident?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I thought I was going to have to stop on my way home somewhere.
Roadside number three. That's when you know you've hit rock bottom. My grandma is asking me why I haven't married anyone yet. Ma'am, I'm like 20. Please.
What was your response?
Chidi, how old are you?
Yeah, first of all, let's...
Yeah, come on, let's see.
Okay, I am 27.
Okay.
And a half?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the same age?
We're the same age, finally.
Yeah,
we're
the same age.
I've been waiting for you to
weird.
Catch up.
I feel old now. But the first thing she asked me was like, do you have a husband? Where's your man? I was like, ma'am, I haven't even started dating yet.
First things first.
Do you mind when family members ask you things like that?
No.
Does it bother you?
It doesn't. Because it's like my choice to not, be in a relationship right now. Well, kind of. Partly my choice. But
I need someone else to choose me. So it's partially my choice. I'm waiting to be chosen.
Part other person, but we
right.
don't have another person.
Yeah. I've chosen
like,
to
I'm
be ready.
Right. I have chosen.
Yes. But the other part, we're going to need another. It's a pretty integral part. Yeah. The other person.
Yeah. But no, I don't mind it. It's just like what it is.
All right. Can we do one more quick one?
Let's do one more, yeah.
Gym Crush wasn't here today.
Oh.
Oh, a gym crush.
Yeah. He works at the gym, but.
Oh.
Yeah, so I try to go between those hours and.
Stalker vibes.
Yeah. Jeez. You know, I need motivation, you know?
And have you talked to him?
No.
Why not?
He's the crush.
That's
then
his job.
The point? Yeah, but you're not supposed to, like, talk to your gym crush. You're supposed to look at them.
That's if it's somebody else working out, but if they're at the gym, you could be like, how are the towels today? Let me squeeze
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Or like, hey, I don't know how to use this machine.
Yeah.
Why don't you show me?
I'm having trouble getting the shower to give me enough hot water. Do you mind stepping in here and showing me how to turn it on?
How do I squat in front of you?
Yeah.
Something like that.
On top of you.
Yeah.
All ideas. I'll write these down.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully we'll get some more TD's tweets, you know, later on this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
Oh, sorry. TD is joining us today. Yes. We're trying to make it a, you know, more often thing, but we're happy to have you in today.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Francis from San Jose and...
Mariah. Allie.
And we wanted to say welcome back to...
Okay.
Cheaty.
It just stopped
Welcome back,
so I'm having major issues with my stuff over here in the studio this morning.
Major computer problems.
Major computer problems.
It's all right.
All right. So, you guys, I tried my first ever THC drinky drink.
I love this
yesterday.
For you.
But now, let me just ask the first question.
Yeah.
On a school night.
Yes.
Because... Jess, you know the times that we've tried to get opening day. We try to get Selena to come have
That's
a beer. Can't have a beer during the week.
Point.
Can't. It's going to derail my workout.
Yes.
And this and that and all this stuff. And I don't. And any time I come in here, I'm like, ooh, head hurts a little bit. Had a couple glasses of wine last night. Selena's like, never. I never will drink on a weeknight. Ever.
I don't.
So then you're like, oh, THC drink. Hey, this will be a good idea. Let me throw this in the mix weeknight.
Well, I feel like that is a little bit different. I'm not going to like an alcohol hangover or even just like a few drinks. I know what that does to my head the next morning. You know what I mean? Like, I absolutely cannot. Never had a THC drink before, so I didn't know what to expect. Plus, my husband peer pressured me. I didn't even want to do it.
We try peer pressuring you all the time to do stuff, and you don't do it. Your husband's like, here, try this. You have no idea how you'll feel tomorrow, but yeah, go for it.
I mean, I feel fine. It's just THC.
I've definitely been hungover from THC before.
Really?
1,000%.
I mean, I feel a little extra tired, but that's about it.
There you go.
But I would rather this than, like, having some tequila shots last night type of hangover. Anyways, let me tell you guys what happened.
Okay.
So my man, he, you know, he is a, you know, a regular, I don't know, smoker or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with him to the dispensary just to get his usual goods. And he's like, we should try a couple of these drinks. They're always, like, in the cooler right here. I've never really paid attention to it. So I'm, like, looking at the cute, well, like, there's a cute, like, little can. It's, like, 10 milligrams.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, my God, that one's cute. Like, sure, maybe it'll help me sleep good tonight. I have trouble sleeping. And then he's, like, asking the worker about that one. She's like, that one's the same as only one gummy. You don't want that. Like, just just the equivalent of one gummy. I'm looking at her like, ma'am, I don't need any more than that. Hello?
Don't tell me you went up from there.
Listen.
Selena.
My man picks the 100 milligram THC drinks.
You didn't drink the whole 100 thing,
100 milligrams.
Oh, no.
It's the middle of the day. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't drink it then. He was, like, trying to get me to. He kept on, like look what I got. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that now. No. Handle all my stuff. By the time I get back from, like, the kids' practices or whatever, picked up some Burger King on the way home. It's already getting late. He's like, hello. Got your drink right here. So we're, like, getting the kids settled, whatever. I'm, like, I took a sip. Didn't feel anything. Took a sip. Didn't feel anything.
Well, yeah, it doesn't happen instantly. It's like
any edible.
Sip. What are you talking
didn't
about?
Didn't feel anything.
Oh, my God. You're like it's like talking to like a teenager here.
By the time we get in bed. And mind you, I didn't even drink a lot. And I didn't even open one can. We shared one. And I only took literally three or four sips.
Yeah, that's. And now you're at 30 milligrams.
Done.
So what did you feel?
Just weird. I didn't want my man to look at me. I'm like, don't look at me like this. I don't want you to see me. I'm very awkward. I do not like that feeling. And then I had an entire chicken fries combo from Burger King. I ate my daughter's last two strawberry Nutri-Grain bars.
So Big Mama got the munchies and she's tearing apart the house.
My son's last two packs of Spider-Man gummies.
Oh, wow. Oh man.
He's going to be devastated when those are gone today. Wow. And a king-size Hershey's bar. Oh,
you turned into a stoned, munchy monster and just decimated everything. Here's where you went. Can I tell you where you went wrong?
Yes.
You don't buy the... If you've never had one of these things before, they make some that are two milligrams.
That would have been perfect.
That's where you should have started.
That would have been perfect. I
they
know.
Make two,
and I
fives,
tried to tell my
tens.
Husband that, but he didn't believe me. I'm like, look, I literally tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. I warned you.
I've had these things many times, and some I told you, our buddy Julio gave me one for my birthday. That's the 100 one. I'm terrified. Oh. I will never open that thing. Are you kidding me? If I drank that thing, I'd be baked for a week.
It didn't sound like a bad idea, because the lady who worked at the dispensary, she was like, look, because it was like a soda flavor, and it was actually really good. But...
they're tasty.
The little, the tap at the top that you pop, it comes with a cover, so you don't have to drink the whole thing. You can close it. She's like, just take a couple sips, and if that's all you need, that's all you need. But it, wasn't kicking in fast enough.
You just, to me, it's just it's just a math equation. One sip is like drinking a whole one of the other ones that's a 10, or drinking two of the ones that are five or whatever, and then you're in 3-4 sips or whatever, and that's I'd be walking on the moon.
Wait, I want to try one.
You should.
What's the name?
I have to go back and figure out the name of it, but it was...
I like the can brand one, C-A-N-N.
I haven't had that one. Okay. I know it wasn't that.
They're good.
But
they're tasty.
They are really good. And the scary part is, because we only drank one can.
Only if you're above the age of 18, right?
We have a whole other one to do this weekend. No. And I'm terrified.
You need to dial
Please
back.
Please document it.
You need
it.
To go down or pack your house with more munchies, because it sounds like your cupboards are empty.
Go shopping first. Yeah, buy your own snacks. Don't eat your kids. Yeah.
Well, I try not to snack during the week. what I mean? I don't buy myself stuff, so I'm not tempted.
Clearly,
and then
you're
I just
not following your rules.
I know.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Have you seen Martha Stewart's latest thirst trap?
No.
Martha's kind of hot.
She's looking good. Check it out. JV Morning Show Graham.
It's on her Instagram story. People in the comments are like, how do you manage to look younger every single time you post a different picture? It is, I don't know what she's doing. What do you think, Graham?
She can rock the short hair.
It looks really good on her.
Yeah.
Filters, makeup, lighting, plastic.
Wow. Oh, so you don't think she looks good in
surgery? I don't think she looks this. Do you think anybody's picture online
is definitely filtered?
They look that good in person?
That helps.
She looks fantastic. She looks fantastic in this picture. She could be late 30s in this picture. How old is she?
She's 83.
Yeah. Wow. So clearly,
she did not look 83.
When you see her in person, there might be just
a little discrepancy.
She might fall a little higher on the old 50-year discrepancy there. But legit, she looks amazing in this picture.
She does. All right. So that's on our Instagram story. JV Morning Show. All right. The real reason Sydney Sweeney and her man broke up. Remember, she was with this guy, Jonathan DeVino, for 7 years. They were engaged.
Who was that guy anyways?
I think he's like a producer.
Could anyone pick him out of a lineup?
No, okay. Absolutely not. So we learned that they split in January, with Sydney calling off the wedding and all that. And the reason that was being reported at the time was because she just wanted to focus on her career. Apparently, that is not the only reason. According to the Daily Mail, they had different goals when it came to starting a family and when they would start a family after getting married. Now, her career at an all-time high. Only getting bigger and more demanding. And these reports are saying that Jonathan gave her an ultimatum. We need to have a baby and start a family. And for her, it's like giving up, time in your career to do that. And she just couldn't do that. So she chose herself.
Wow.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He is 41. She's 27.
Ooh.
So there is a bit of an age gap there.
I like that she chose what she wanted to do for herself, because she's so big right now and she's working on another movie. So she might have not had the chance to get this other movie.
I know.
If she decided to start a family then and there.
And she's also very young.
Yeah.
And it's like that age gap.
Yeah.
They're
on two different levels.
You're at very different life stages.
Yes.
Like at that point. I know it can work. There are plenty of age gap relationships that have worked out. But I don't know. I don't feel like she's fully become herself yet.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, the age gap works if you both want it at the same time.
Yeah. Want what?
Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, happy Trade War Friday, everybody, because we talked about all the tariff craziness earlier this week, but then we hadn't really covered how the president then decided to put them all on pause. You know, we were all watching the U.S. economy. It was midway rolling off of a cliff. So it was like, hang on, maybe we shouldn't do that. Well, pretty much the only country whose tariffs weren't put on hold was China. We decided to instead of pausing, we decided to raise those even higher to 145%. Well, China just said, hold my beer, because they announced this morning that they are slapping some additional tariffs back on us, raising the price of U.S. imported goods there to 125% tariff rate. Guys, this is kidding. This is escalating. They said, quote, the U.S. imposition of abnormally high tariffs on China seriously violates international and economic trade rules, basic economic laws, and common sense, and is completely unilateral bullying and coercion. And again, we talked about this earlier this week. They're not going to back down. They said they are going to fight this till the end. So rather than things de-escalating and these numbers coming down, which I don't see happening because things have gotten so contentious, we might see these numbers just keep going, because each time somebody raises one on the other, then the other side raises it back as retaliatory, and they just keep going up and up and up and up and up. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing shakes out.
I've been seeing a lot of people talk about how their packages for certain companies have already been, like, I guess they've been offered a return because the prices are going up on certain things.
So oh my god, it's happening.
Oh, that makes sense, because had you ordered something at one set price and it hasn't yet been made and or shipped, that the company sending that's going to be losing money at that price that they sold it to you, rather than...
My Labubu has not been shipped, you guys.
Oh my god. Where are Labubu's made?
And I've been tracking it, and it is currently in China, so I don't know what's going to
happen. Oh my god, you're not going to get it.
Labubu's are made in China? No. Well, good luck. That thing's going to be sitting at customs until someone pays that. By the time it gets there, it'll be like a 400% tariff. That thing's going to cost you like $800 to get through the border. They're going to be offering you a return on that one any day now.
Dang it.
Wow.
Scary.
I worked so hard to get it.
Yeah, it's also worth mentioning here in the United States. Meanwhile, egg prices, speaking of things getting more expensive, egg prices have continued to rise. There were some reports that we thought, things are starting to come down. No, the consumer price for eggs hit record highs in the month of March. The United States averaged $6.23 per dozen. We know. Ooh. The Bay Area is always
different.
Prices well ahead of that, but nationwide, $6.23 per dozen of eggs. Hey, think about what that's doing in the rest of the country.
Yeah,
they're not used to that. We are. We're like $6
like
eggs.
I
love. Would there be a line for those?
All right, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Feliz Viernes. Time to get sucia. I just want to give a quick shout out to my husband Anthony. This weekend we hit our 6-year wedding anniversary. Love you, Anthony. What a ride these 6 years have been. Glad to have you by my side. Have a good weekend, y'all.
Oh, happy!
Awesome. Congrats, you guys. Six years. That's a big one. 1 year before the 7-year itch.
Oh,
and then that's when.
You know what? Don't listen to my buddy Graham.
Yeah,
You guys are thriving and will continue to
Congrats.
Do so.
Congrats.
Happy anniversary.
Who gives a fart?
Yes, Chidi is in studio with us this morning. Woo-hoo! Hi, Chidi.
Hi, guys.
By the way, it's the JV Show on Wild. I am Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
People really excited to hear your voice.
Good morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee. You know, it is so good to hear everybody back together, enjoying each other's company and having fun. Happy Friday. Anyway, I am laughing at Chidi's tweets. You know, sometimes I wish I was sitting next to you, just to see what's going on in your mind when you're thinking about posting these tweets. Anyway, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
How about that? Listen to the voice on Dr. Buddy Lee this morning. He's sounding very extra sexily. Any interest in doctor? I mean, Dr. Buddy Lee, I know he listens to us from Nashville, but that's a fun place to visit. And I don't know if he's single or not, but I'm just saying, Chidi, do your loins catch a slight blaze when you heard Dr. Buddy Lee's voice there?
The voice was nice.
He wants to sit next to you while you're tweeting.
Good morning, Jimmy Show. This is Maya from South City. And I just wanted to say that me and my mom love your show. And welcome back, Chidi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. All right, let's try to give somebody this chug mug. It's time for What the Bleep. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, if you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm really holding out hope that my is going to go through a growth spurt because I know right now it is very undersized.
Too late. Too late for that.
I always knew it.
All right. I thought those things could keep growing your entire life. Even
no,
when
sorry so. To break it to you, buddy.
All right. Never mind. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Look, we haven't given away a lot of chug mugs this week because the word's been, I don't know, either tricky or, like Jess said, our listeners aren't
no,
that smart.
Stop.
And she said that every day.
She does during commercials and songs mostly. Kidding. But think long and hard about this one. I think this one could be kind of tricky. So think about what that bleeped out word could be. When you've got your guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the newly upgraded iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I'm really holding out hope that my is going to go through a growth spurt because I know right now it is very undersized. So I've been
not
told.
Not going to happen, Graham. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're stuck with that.
I'm told it should be bigger.
Well, oh,
yeah. Probably, yeah. You probably could have told you that.
Oh, wow.
Let's go to your guesses.
Please.
Good morning, JV Show. Victor in the San Jose. So I'm going to say biceps. Thanks, guys.
Biceps. You have been working out.
My biceps are currently in a growth spurt. No problem there. The biceps are bicepping right now, you guys. I need to take all my shirts into the tailor and have them let some material out of the sleeves just so I can put them on.
Like bell-bottom sleeves.
Yeah,
just
that's what
Graham.
I need. I need like flared sleeves because otherwise I'm just going to blow right through these shirts.
This is James from San Jose. Good morning, JV Show. I think the bleeped out word is brain.
That's fired. A good guess.
I think we should all aspire to have our brains continue to grow as we get older, right?
Yes.
I mean, you should want your brain.
People.
Yeah, train your brain.
Yep.
Hi, everyone. This is Rosie from San Francisco. And my guess is paycheck. I know my paycheck can use a little growth spurt. Anyways, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
All right.
Great.
Ooh,
guess.
That's
guess,
not
though.
It, but on the hint. Alert. That's a really good guess.
Interesting.
Oh, is it? Okay. So we're getting warmer. We're getting warmer.
I'm not allowed to say that, but.
Okay.
I am saying that.
So continue to leave those guesses on Talkback Mike on the new and improved iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And yep, you'll get today's chuggy muggy. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I'm really holding out hope that my is going to go through a growth spurt because I know right now it is very undersized.
You're gross.
It's not about the size of it. It's what you do with it, right?
It's about both.
You still need both.
Okay, never mind.
Hi, my name is Colton. I'm from the Roner Park. I think that the bleeped out word is saving account. Love you. Bye.
That's a great guess.
Savings account, great guess. Shout out to my boy Colton in Roner Park. What's up, Colton? Woo! Hope you have a great weekend. Great guess, but that wasn't it. Dang.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Ebony from Pittsburgh, and my guess is 401k.
Your 401k.
Ebony, great guess. I mean, I gave people a little bit of a hinty hint.
You did.
A minute ago, and people were right there, you guys. Oh, we're getting close.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Miss KP. I would like to put in my guess for the bleeped out word. I believe it's retirement. Let me know. Bye.
That's another good guess.
Great guess. Retirement. Yeah, we're close.
Morning, JV Show. This is Janessa from Vallejo. My guess is that the bleeped out word is portfolio. Happy Friday, y'all.
Yeah.
There it is.
Portfolio. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I'm really holding out hope that my portfolio is going to go through a growth spurt because I know right now it is very undersized. It is. It's very undersized. I spent the last several years building a house and putting every single cent I have into that. And then at the end, you go look at anything that you have and there's nothing there, you guys. It's drastically undersized. But isn't that everybody's hope? They're like, oh, yeah, someday this thing, maybe it'll just take off and that'll take care of me. Spoiler alert. It's probably not going to need to be really contributing and cultivating those. Selena, how's your portfolio looking now that you've been up here mocking this, my dinky one?
Mine is very minimal.
Oh, okay.
I'll just put it like that.
Jess, your portfolio, what have you gotten there?
On the same boat.
Are you? Oh, you've invested in boats, luxury yachts.
Oh, no, I wish. I'm in the learning process,
still,
I guess.
Getting ready to start one. Yeah. Chidi, welcome back, by the way. Chidi's sitting in with us this morning on this Friday. We love having you in. How's your portfolio looking?
Ooh, more like non-existent.
Got it. Okay. Well, so all of us are hoping that ours are going to go through a growth spurt.
Yeah, you're doing a lot better than we are.
Yeah.
Not if you can see it. You can see it.
Next year on the JV show, we have your chance to win tickets for Halsey inside our Yup Nope game.
Before we do that, I mean, just real quick, I mean, we've got to give Janessa and Vallejo a shout out.
Janessa.
She got herself a brand new JV show chug mug, and I normally play the shout out music and shout out a bunch of people, but everybody was so close. 401k, savings, bank account, paycheck. The guesses were all right there, but she was the only person that I've seen that guessed. Portfolio.
Oh, way to go.
Nice job.
Everyone else will do it again Monday morning, 7:05.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Alma.
Hi, Alma. How are you?
Good, thank you.
And we'd love to ask this on a Friday. Any fun plans for this weekend? What do you have going on?
Ooh, work and
work.
That's it.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun at all.
I'm sorry I asked. My bad. Yeah, I'm just screwing up all over the
place. Take that question out of the podcast, Selena. We don't want everyone to get, you know, be all down in the dumps on this Friday.
Sorry about that. Hey, Alma, well, you are on to play the JV Show Yup Nope game. It's your chance to win tickets for
Halsey.
All you got to do is be the first person to guess the bleeped out word. That's the wrong game.
That's the wrong game.
All you have to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct.
Selena had a THC drink yesterday.
She's glitching.
Brain's a little foggy today.
You get 3 out of 4 questions correct. The Halsey tickets are yours, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, here's question number one. Peter Pan is the leader of what group?
Oh, my daughter's here with me. Her name is Luna.
Hi.
Hi, Luna. What do you know about Peter Pan?
Do you know? Okay.
Don't run out of time.
Take a guess.
I don't know. I don't know.
The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Lost Boys.
That's like his gang. They're in a gang, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, question number two. It's kind of a tricky one as well. What city is the capital of Nevada?
Reno?
It's a good guess, though. Carson City. Where? Hello?
Yeah, right?
Nobody goes there.
Question number three. The World Cup soccer tournament is played every how many years?
Every 4 years?
Yeah. There you go. You're on the board. All right, your last question. Let's finish on a strong note. Question number four. 1 gigabyte is equal to how many megabytes?
Okay. 10?
Nope. No, the answer we're looking for there is 1,000, or if you want to get super technical and nerdy, 1,024. I don't get why that is, but...
Oh, no. Dang it.
Either one of those we would have accepted.
I call every day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the JV show and for calling up and even playing, which a lot of people probably wouldn't be able to do.
Too scared.
Because they're really shy or whatever. Yeah. So we really enjoyed having you on. I'll tell you what. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold and maybe you can pressure Jess into giving you some tickets.
Yeah.
She's the pushover.
You can squeeze her.
Hey. So hang on. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. A lot of DMs. I got one that says, Graham. A mom of 7 here again requesting a shout out for my son Austin, who's turning 12 today. We want to wish him the happiest birthday in the world, and we can't believe how fast he's growing. Entering the preteen stage is huge. Nothing like having your mom announce you're a preteen on the radio. We all love him so much. Love mom, dad, and all of the other 6 siblings. So happy birthday, Austin.
Who gives a fart?
Mom of 7. Great point. She must live in my DMs with all the birthday shout outs. Another one here. Hey, Graham, I'm Allison, fellow Napa local. Wanted to see if you could help make my husband Nick's birthday extra special with a shout out on the air. His big day is this Saturday, April 12th. He would flip if he heard you mention it. Nix, the truck driver, listens to Wild 94 every single morning from 6 until 10 while he's on the road. Appreciate you, Nick. Thank you. He's been a loyal listener for years and seriously never misses a show. Thanks for bringing the energy to our Napa mornings. We love starting our day with you guys. So happy, happy birthday, Nick. He's a real one. Listens to our show every day. Love that.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah, never mind. Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you please give our son a birthday shout out? Happy 10th birthday to our baller, Alexander. Double digits.
Nice.
Your mom and dad love you. Keep being a good son, brother, and amazing basketball player. That's from mom, Brenda. So happy, happy birthday to baller Alexander.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, grandmom here sliding into your DMs. Ask you to wish my son, Braden, a happy 9th birthday. His birthday's on Saturday. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. He's such a funny, kind, and outgoing kid, and it would mean the world to him to get a shout out from the JV show. We can't wait to celebrate at his Minecraft birthday party next week.
What?
Nice. Lots of love. That's from his mom, dad, and sister, Madeline. So happy birthday,
Chicken
Braden.
Jockey.
Who gives a fuck?
Ah, chicken jockey. Hey, Graham, could you please give a birthday shout out to my son, Emmanuel? He's going to be 9 on Sunday. We love listening to you guys on the way to school every morning. Love mom, dad, X, and Mateo.
Woo!
Happy birthday,
happy
Emmanuel.
Birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
One more here. Graham, Doghouse, what? Loyal day one, number one listener here. Please give a shout out to my husband, Chris, from Hayward. It's his birthday on Saturday, and we just want to wish him all the best and tell him we love him and are so grateful for his continuous love and protection from his 3 kids, Jalen, Jahir, Malanka, and beautiful wife, Geraldine. So happy birthday, Chris. Hope you have a great weekend.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did you guys see what Justin Bieber posted about Stevie Wonder?
No, what?
He posted, it's nothing bad, Graham. Okay. He posted a screenshot of him FaceTiming Stevie Wonder, and he captioned it, "This fool never sees my FaceTimes."
Oh my.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, some people are not happy.
That's not, that's a, yeah, I mean. Oh. Why are you laughing so hard, Selena?
I'm sorry. It just I love that they have that kind of relationship, that friendship, mm-hmm. obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be joking. He wouldn't have made that joke.
But do they have that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I hope.
It's not like Stevie's ever even seen Justin Bieber, right?
Wow!
I didn't because Justin Bieber has been so busy out on tour. You know, they both have very busy schedules.
Mm-hmm. Too soon.
I saw a lot of people say that Stevie Wonder has a great sense of humor. So that's why I figured, like, well, obviously they must be friends for him to post that, right? I hope. Now I'm getting a little bit worried. All right. It is time to get serious, though. Apparently, Selena Gomez was aware of Hailey Bieber's stalking while she was dating Justin Bieber.
What?
So remember last month there was this TikTok series where a fan began investigating all of the ways Hailey stalked Justin years ago. And it's all these videos of Hailey at like various events that Justin was involved in. There was like red carpet appearances and performances. And she's just kind of like hanging out, like she's just there. There was one video where you guys probably saw this one. This one went super viral of Hailey having her dad introduce her to Justin, like backstage at an event. And she was all like awkward and shy. And also apparently during this time, Hailey was friends with a Bieber super fan who always had like inside information on where Justin would be and different things that he's doing. There were also instances of Hailey copying Selena fashion choices, interview answers. I remember like they both had cooking shows. There's another example. So Hailey even slammed this narrative on her Instagram story last month, you know, once this TikTok series went viral. So I'm sure none of this even matters to Selena at this point because she has Benny Blanco and stuff. Mm-hmm. But according to a source, Selena was well aware of the copying and the stalking, what was going on when she was dating Justin Bieber, and she was super annoyed by it. The source says that there were times Selena would say something or she would do something, and it wasn't even a full 24 hours before Hailey was doing the exact same thing.
There were also so many tweets that people have pulled up of, because I think Hailey was a big fan of their relationship, of Selena and Justin's
relationship. She followed like couple fan accounts of them and stuff. So
so weird.
But it's also weird to know that like Hailey was on Selena's radar, she knew that this like crazy fan was trying to like get close to her man.
I heard the audio.
She found it disturbing.
I heard some leaked audio of Selena really upset about that back then. It sounded like this. "Hi, Hailey is really bugging me. I'm Selena Gomez, and hopefully you listen to my new song.
Graham thinks Selena is the most boring person on the planet.
Selena, I heard a promo of her promoting her music, yeah. like a sweeper that's her promoting her new album or new song or whatever with Benny Blanco, and it sounded exactly like that.
But that's her vibe. She's just like calm and chill.
It's me, Selena Gomez, and this is me super excited to tell you about the new song that I just
did. At this point, it would be weird for her to switch it up. That's why.
Just give me just a slight bit of more energy. just give me something. Make me excited about the song. Don't put me to sleep before the song plays.
And then we finally hear the music, and yeah, it was very
hey,
slow.
I liked one of the songs.
It's not bad, but it's just, you know.
Bluest Flame, listen to it. It has a good, like, full party vibe. Bluest Flame, I think.
Bluest Flame, okay.
Bluest
Flame. I'm going to check that one out. Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, take a moment and say our goodbyes to Bay Area Bridge toll booths. The Richmond-San Rafael Bridge is going to become the first state-owned bridge that is going to completely remove their toll booth plaza. We know we haven't had toll takers for a number of years now on any of our bridges, but those obtrusive and bottleneck-inducing booths are all still standing there, and we all still get stuck behind somebody who thinks they're about to pull up and give the person the money still. I had one of those the other day coming across the Carquinez Bridge. Full stop. You're about to get me killed. The car behind me is going to smash into me because you're stopping there confused, like, where do I pay the toll? Keep driving!
There's signs that say no stopping.
I know that, and people still do. And also, the sign that says 25 miles an hour, whatever, that's just a recommendation, right?
Yeah,
people blast through there at 50. You're going to get me killed going 20 through there. Anyways, I thought everybody knew, but yeah, those toll booths are empty, people. Keep driving. All right, they're going to make the switch to open road tolling, and the project is expected to begin in the next few weeks. One of the big goals of the removal is a total redesign of the way all the lanes there merge together, which if you've ever been stuck in traffic there crossing that bridge, you know it is brutal. There are seven toll booth lanes, and they all very quickly merge down to just two lanes on the bridge. It is always a mess. It's the worst bottleneck. The lane redesign, they say, obviously not going to eliminate all the traffic there, but it should improve it quite a bit because you had so many people on such a short merge swerving and like trying to
cutting
over. It was too short, especially when their big truck came through there and they were merging through. It was always a mess. The project is going to begin building its gantry, they call it, over the roadway. That's how they're going to be scanning your fast track, from an overhead system. Oh. And then they'll remove all those booths. They say the new westbound approach should be fully completed by early 2026. And we will see that happen on all of the bridges after that.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Sally from Fremont. I just wanted to share that yesterday we went out to dinner and with our two teenage boys, and we were all joking around the table, and I just blurted out and say, Chicken Jockey. And they wanted to leave. They were so embarrassed. And they were like, what the heck are we learning? Have a good day, guys. I thought I'd share it with you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Chicken Jockey, the viral Minecraft trend where when that line gets uttered in the film, everybody in the theater loses their mind over that. And I'm terrified because I think this weekend people are going to try to go more viral. Mm-hmm. When I take my kids to see there, it's going to be just drinks and popcorn raining down everywhere.
You have to report back Monday and let us know if it happened at your theater.
And join in.
Yes, you have to.
I'm going to the
11 a.m. Mr. Chicken Jockey.
Sorry, Graham.
You should go to McDonald's at some point. They have great Minecraft toys.
Oh!
They have Minecraft toys at McDonald's? My kids love Minecraft. Love Minecraft.
So what time are you going?
I said, I was joking. I said I'd take them to the 11 a.m. because I feel like that wants to give me the least Chicken Jockey, frenzy.
Chicken Jockey!
When they say Chicken Jockey.
No, you have to get the most. You have to go at like 5 p.m.
I don't want
some
10-year-old to dump a soda down my back. I want to watch the movie in peace.
I thought you wanted to join in on the popcorn throwing.
I kind of do. It looks pretty fun. Somebody sent me a video of one theater yesterday, and it was wild. People were going crazy in there.
I hope that happens to you.
Have you guys seen all of the complaining that people are doing about Coachella? At least the people that are camping there. Apparently, a lot of people are driving from out of town, right? They're going to Coachella, and they've got their trucks. They've got everything loaded up to get their camp on. Well, most people, at least from the videos I was seeing, were saying that they had been in line to get their stuff checked because I hadn't even thought about this, but obviously the staff has to check cars, they have to check luggage, they have to check everything to make sure that people aren't bringing in, you know, any
weapons and crazy stuff like that.
So people were in line for 10 hours. Some people were in line for more than that, and this is just to get checked. I saw a video of someone saying, you know, we were waiting all this time. We saw people going through the bathroom behind bushes.
Oh, drop a dusty desert nugget.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what happens at Coachella. Right. Get used to it, people.
Yeah. But this isn't even at Coachella because you're not there yet. Like,
well, the lines are so long once you're in the festival that you have to gather a bunch of your friends around you to make a trust circle so you can drop a dusty desert nugget in between and then just pop up and walk away like nothing happened. Our buddy Crystal did that at Coachella, allegedly.
Allegedly.
But you know, people were running out of gas. I don't know, but watching all these videos, I'm just like, why would you want to put yourself through something like this? Like, is it worth it in the end?
We'll throw the 100-degree weather forecast on top of that, and people are going to be really hating life.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have an awesome time in the concert. Look, come on. They're going to have fun.
Yeah,
but the logistics of getting in and out of there does sound brutal, and then camping, sitting in 100-degree
heat. That doesn't sound like
tough.
Fun.
Yeah.
Because you spend 10 hours trying to get, just to get in, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to spend another 2 to 3 hours setting up your campsite.
Hour waiting in the bathroom line.
Yeah.
Before you find a cactus to go behind.
I don't know. I think I'm out.
See, I can't do that festival life. I'm just, I'm not built for that. I just can't do it. I feel like you could.
I could. Although I think I would rather you see people that rent like sweet Airbnb houses and stuff down there
with
a pool and stuff. Yeah. I'm at the stage where I'd rather do that than wake up on the dusty ground.
Like outside in nature and camping and tents.
I do, but not with the hangover that I'll have post festival.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, Chidi. I missed you, girl. You got to come back. I miss you so much every day. Hope you're having a great time visiting and can't wait to hear all about it. Jamie, San Jose.
Thank you, Jamie. Yeah, people really excited. Chidi is in studio with us this morning.
Hey, this talk back is for Chidi. I'm asking you whatever happened to Mr. Saxlinger.
Great question. That is what everyone wants to know.
Yeah, dating life update. Because when we left off with Chidi, there was a, do we call it romantic, like, connection she was having? Or it was more physical anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't think
Chidi?
There was any romance.
No romance involved.
Okay, so take us back to that. Because last I heard, he had tossed you through a headboard a couple times or something.
I think it was how many times? Four rounds.
That's right. Four tosses.
And I remember you guys had a bet on when I would see him next.
Yes,
and
then, when you were going to backslide.
Yeah.
And we never got that update because.
Yeah.
Stuff happened.
Yeah. So
who won the bet?
Nobody.
I did.
I didn't see him anytime within that frame. But I did.
Why do I not believe this?
Yeah, no,
There was going to be a plan, but then something happened and it didn't work out that way. Okay. So
no sack.
So
was
when
slung.
Was
yeah.
it?
I think.
Yeah, when did he sling the sack next?
I think it was in January, actually, a couple of times, and then like two weeks ago.
Oh my gosh!
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So this is a regular thing.
Do you always go to his place?
Yeah.
Ah.
Because I don't really have a place for
him. Right, where else is she going to go?
Well, I guess that's true, but I just want to see that this guy's making an effort.
The effort, yeah.
I'm feeling protective over Chidi just a little bit.
But
I want to make sure
you guys go out to eat and stuff.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so Chidi is more like a...
But I
need busy
he?
Tonight.
Has he what?
You guys
I have constipation.
You guys used to go out to eat. Does he still... eat by himself?
Before you get there?
I think I get there, because it's usually pretty late.
So, okay, are you catching feelings or not for this guy?
Definitely not. I do have to say, I did get the ick a little bit.
Why?
This last time. I don't know. It just, I kind of think I woke up, I was like, I'll
felt
just
like
use
you're
it
being
for that.
Used?
No, because I feel like I'm using him.
Oh.
Wait, so what was, where did the ick come from?
It was
okay. Bad breath. He's got some bad breath.
No, it was just like
he said. He has a weird tooth.
No, his teeth are fine.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No,
but you said he should wear more deodorant.
So what was it?
He doesn't change his sheets.
Graham, shut up. Okay, I want to hear what he has to say.
So I remember, like, I haven't really got to see his place, like, you know, look at it for real. So I did last time, and it was just definitely giving, like, dudes, like, there was nothing on his, like, sink besides just, like, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and, like, some soap. Like, it just wasn't cute.
You would hate me.
Wait, Chidi,
what else
but
do you need?
That sounds normal.
But you're not dating the guy.
I know, but it was just, oh, and then his room wasn't clean last time I came over. Like, there were some clothes on the floor and stuff like that.
Oh, you so have to pick up, like, if you've got somebody coming over. Even
and
I know
then
that.
Then he had me wait an hour in the car waiting for him because he got off of work, and I was just like, I could have went home, slept
Are you
in my bed.
Serious? Yeah. After that, sorry, no, you have to cut him off.
So that's where we're at right now.
So you were waiting for him to get off work, and you just sat there in your car,
like a stalker,
for an hour.
Not like okay, so he told me, like, let me know when you're on your way. So I did, and I actually, like, waited like 20 minutes after I said I left. So then I got there, and he still wasn't there. He's like, "Oh, I'm on my way," and it was like a whole hour.
He's slinging his sack with somebody else time.
He was at work. He was at work.
Sure he was. Sure. Putting in work.
So are you done with this guy after that?
Yeah. As of right now, who knows? In 2 months, I might
backslide.
Yeah, because if I get enough drinks in my system.
What sucks about this is, like, okay, even if you cut him off, that means you have to find somebody new.
Exactly.
Now you're adding to your body count and all these other things that you don't want to do. And then you have to get to know the person and it takes too long.
I get that. But, like, when you're the, am I allowed to say booty call?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're that, and then you're waiting outside for an hour. Like,
and how long is your drive to him?
That guy's not putting any effort at all. He's not even cleaning up this dirty clothes off the floor. That's like, is that what he thinks about you?
He's got it made.
Seriously. But not in a good way, because I'm looking out for Chidi.
Right, but don't paint her out to be, like, the booty call, because he's also her booty call.
Yeah, like, I'm the one that initiated.
But he's putting in no effort.
Well, I mean, where else are they supposed to go? Chidi doesn't have a place. I'm sure he would travel to her if she did.
They have park benches in Fairfield, they? Sorry, Cordelia.
I get probably, like, registered as something if I get caught.
You have a Costco. There's a couple aisles there that are pretty empty.
There's some back alleys.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm better than that.
I want this guy to put in a little more effort. All I'm saying.
I mean, if I was interested in that way, I could see that. But
yeah, but even still, I'm talking about just, like, I'm not talking about him showing up with flowers at your door and
that one I was kind of annoyed with, and that's when I was like, okay, this is probably not going to happen again. But who knows?
And is he the only one that you have on the roster right now?
I had a couple, like, people I was talking to for a minute, but it didn't end too well. Like, I didn't really like him like that.
So is this the only guy that has slung his sack?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Why was that so breathy?
Yeah. Well, you said earlier, go back and podcast our show if you missed it, because we opened this morning's show with Chidi's tweets, one of our favorite segments, and we read some of Chidi's tweets. And one of them was about that you have a gym crush. So there are other guys, clearly, that you're out there interested in. Why not shoot your shot at them?
Well, I'm scared to. I'm not usually a person that shoots their shot. And I want them to wait if that happens.
What do you mean? You're waiting?
No, I want
for marriage until they get married to somebody else?
No.
You
got
to get out there, like, and shoot your shot.
If I do shoot my shot, like, that next phase won't happen for, like, a long time with them, because I want them to wait to see if they, you know what I mean?
I'm confused.
I'm lost,
So, you know, if I go to, like, the fourth base with them or whatever.
I don't even know what the bases are. Can you explain?
First, second, and third, and then a home run.
Yeah,
I know the home run.
It's not called fourth base, Chidi.
Okay. I don't watch baseball, I'm sorry.
But you're not even in the game right now, because you're not talking to them.
That runner just stole fourth base.
Sometimes some people I talk to just want to go home run, like, the second day. And the person that I want to be interested in, I want them to wait it out, like, you know, take their time.
But
with
you realize you have to even start.
I know.
Right, they can't start waiting, like, until
you make that first step.
Like, they're waiting because you haven't talked to them at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, shoot your shot with Gym Crush. What's the worst that can happen? You have to switch gyms. Yes! No big deal. There's a couple.
There's only one in Fairfield.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm in a contract right now, so I can't even switch gyms.
That's a good point. Yeah. Never mind.
There's ways.
I have more questions. We might talk to Chidi more next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
OMG, it's Chidi. Welcome back, girl. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to bring you up to speed because there's been a lot that happened. All right. First and foremost, Jess, Chug Will Queen. She'll drink anything and everything. Selena's having, like, two two more kids, I believe. Yeah, two more kids. Wow. And Graham's just been Grahaming, you know. Mm. Boring old Graham, same old Graham, nothing new here. But anyways, welcome back. Have a good morning.
Wow, a lot has happened.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
Yep. Wait, Selena, is there something you want to confess?
I know.
To
right?
No, there's no maternity. No more buns in the oven. Although I would love a maternity vacation. That's a great idea.
Oh, and Chug Wheel Queen, Jess, if people were wondering, in lieu of the Chug Wheel this morning, we wanted an update on Chidi's dating life. If you missed that, it was very, very riveting, and you can catch it in the podcast of our show. We did it a few minutes ago.
Good morning, JV Show. Oh, my gosh. Tuned in. Super excited to hear Chidi on the show. Chidi, miss you. Miss your stories. So glad you're back. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And Chidi, you're killing me with you're using him. I love it. I love it, girl. I wish I could hear more about how you got the ick. Anyways, I hope y'all have a great day. This is Mel from San Jose. Love you guys.
Love you. Hey, thanks for that. Yeah, we are hoping to have Chidi in studio at least Fridays. Every once in a while, we can get an update from her and what's been going on in her life. All right, Graham, what do you have?
So a pre-K teacher in Minnesota, potentially in some hot water. Do we call it TK here, or is pre-K still a thing?
I hear both. I hear TK.
Yeah, I always hear TK now, but whatever. Teacher of pre-K or TK, potentially in some hot water after parents were told authorities their children were given sugar-coated gummies by a certain teacher who then instructed them not to tell anyone. And all these parents said their children reported feeling a lot sleepier and wanted to take naps during the day when they normally wouldn't. Now, there's even some surveillance video taken from one of the playgrounds. This is at the end of last month, reportedly showing the teacher outside on the playground right prior to nap time. And she appears to grab something from her pocket, hold it out in her hand, and a child takes it and puts it in their mouth. Now, this teacher claims these were just fruit snacks. They did not contain any melatonin, which is what everyone thinks. She's giving them something to make them sleepy. These were just normal fruit snacks. Mm. Now, look, that is a violation of policy just in itself because you're not allowed to give kids any consumable items without parental consent because you don't know if they're going to have allergies or are not allowed to have whatever that item is. No charges have been filed against this teacher. Are you believing her? Or do you think she was giving the kids a little something sleepier to help nap time?
It was
progress?
Definitely melatonin.
Yeah.
It was a little gummy, a Gushers. You had those.
They're not sugar coated. Do they have sugar-coated melatonin?
I'm sure they do. Those things come in all different.
My kids love those.
Different forms. They're delicious. I took two melatonin gummies last night, and I was out. A sound asleep. Best sleep ever last night. It was great. Look, teachers have it hard enough, right? Mm-hmm. And there's one thing, and I'm sure in a TK or pre-K teacher's mind that you have to look forward to is nap time. Things get quiet. The kids settle down, and you can finally catch up on maybe a little work or whatever it is the lesson plan for later, and just have it nice and calm. But you know, if those kids aren't going to sleep, you're not getting that. I mean, talk to any parent that has a kid that doesn't take their nap when they're supposed to take their nap. You can't get anything done. I mean, we can't fault a teacher for throwing a little melatonin at the kids.
Yes, we can.
It's a naturally occurring substance in the human body.
Graham, you'd be okay with your kid's teacher giving your kid melatonin while they are at school?
I would prefer if they'd asked me first, and to which I would say, sure.
Then it's okay.
Have a nap. You probably should ask.
Yes, parental consent.
Ask the parents first. Fine, if we want to follow the rules.
I get it. Teachers have the hardest job.
They do. You
really do.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Meghan Markle hopes that her as ever items will bring people joy even in time of a recession. So she did a new interview with Fortune magazine this week where she said, first of all, as ever, shouldn't be affected directly by the tariffs because everything is made here in the United States. So she said, we're not really anticipating, you know, our prices getting any higher than they already are. She also said, quote, I wanted to create products that look more prestige but are more accessible and affordable. We already learned like a jar of honey, $28. She has a lot of jam, you know, that is selling higher than you would find at like your local Safeway, you know. But she said that she believes during any time of recession, people still want to find those comfort items that can bring them joy. And she believes that her honey and her jam is just that.
Her jam.
Her jam.
Uncut jams.
Uncut jams.
Uncut jams.
Everyone's like, come on, how out of touch are you?
Yeah. Come on. They can't get out of their own way sometimes.
I know.
But what, how
stop
do
stop doing
you,
interviews.
That's the thing. It's like, do you either just like abandon your career and abandon interviews and just go away completely? Because that's not what they want. They like the spotlight, clearly.
They do. But if you're someone like Meghan Markle, where literally everything that comes out of your mouth people use against you, mm-hmm. I would shut up.
Yeah.
If it was me.
Yeah, because I think more people would like them if they didn't say much most of the time.
All right. Eric Dane has been diagnosed with ALS. Eric Dane from Grey's Anatomy, and he plays Cal on Euphoria. He just publicly shared that he has been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a disease that affects the nervous system in the brain and spinal cord, and it causes loss of muscle control and then eventually gets to the point where your brain is unable to control movement. You can't talk, you can't eat, you can't breathe, you can't do anything.
Wow, no.
Very sad.
Yeah. Very. Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys, this is buckle up because we've got a controversy on our hands. Let me get the alert ready because this is major, major scandal rocking the Masters right now, you guys. Yesterday, we have on our hands, well, not on my hands, a major Masters P controversy. 21-year-old Spanish amateur golfer Jose Luis. I would assume it's pronounced Ballester, but I'm going to call it Ball Esther because he grabbed headlines yesterday after he decided to take a whiz in Rays Creek at Augusta National Golf Course. Just a little context for people that don't follow golf. The Masters is played on one of the most prestigious golf courses in the world. It is immaculate
and
before the Masters.
To tinkle?
They go to extreme lengths to make sure that if you've ever watched it on TV, ever seen pictures, that it is in impossibly perfect and beautiful condition. Every blade of grass is perfectly fluffed. Every pine needle under the trees is perfectly raked. I've heard that they pack certain flowers in ice that are grown on the course so that they don't go into bloom at the wrong time. They remove the ice and make sure they go into bloom right before the tournament is about to begin. That's the lengths that they go to make sure this place is insanely, insanely immaculate. Well, in steps Jose, who goes by the nickname Josele, and he admitted to Jose letting it go right into Sacred Rays Creek on the 13th hole. He says, quote, "I completely forgot that we had restrooms on the left side of that tee box. There was a bathroom.
They were just right there.
About 50 feet away." Now he walks into the trees and thinks that nobody is going to see him. But he says, quote, "I really needed to pee." Now he didn't realize that fans could see this happening until they began clapping for him, because when he completed, he said, quote, "That was the loudest claps that I really got all day today." It was kind of funny. He says he's doubling down, though, a bit. He's not afraid of any repercussions from any of the officials there. And he says, "It was not embarrassing at all for me. So if I had to do it again, I would do it
again."
What
could happen? Does he get like a little fine or something?
I don't know, but I just, the culture there, it's hard, again, it's hard to describe how big of like a faux pas this is there. Because look, golfers go number one on the course. I've golfed for many, many years. You just do it. It happens. There's no bathroom within several holes. You just, sometimes you got to go. You're having beers with your buddies. It happens. But the one place it does not happen is at Augusta National for the Masters. There's just something about it. Now, the one bummer is a rule that I like. They don't allow fans to bring their phones in. That's how strict it is.
So you have
to leave your phone. So we don't have any cell phone video, some funny angles. We don't get to hear the clapping and stuff like that because no fans are allowed to bring their phones in. They're super, super strict there. So as much as I wish we had that, I do respect the rule there.
So fans like full on saw his...
I'm sure he had his nine iron or not, but I think they saw, everybody knew what he was doing, obviously. Justin Rose, by the way, leader for the Masters after the first round. I mean, guys are out on the course right now, but he shot a -8 yesterday, which was a hell of a round.
Okay, good to know. I wouldn't know if that was good or bad.
Yeah, I was going to say,
thank you for clarifying.
Eight under on first round. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Chidi.
We're just having some Friday fun. Chidi's been with us all morning. You know, she's not fully back with the JV Show, but we're hoping for her to at least join us like on Fridays. Yeah. We can have some fun as we bring in the weekend. One of our favorite Chidi segments, Chidi's Tweets. Let's get back to it.
I just got accepted in USC MSW program. WTFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF the hell is all that?
MSG, WTF.
What is USC? What USC, University of Southern California, yeah. Right? What is the MSW program?
So that was the Master's in Social Work. So when I had my time off a little bit, I kind of went through like a midlife crisis and it was like, what do I do? So I applied to a social work program at USC and got in, surprisingly. I didn't think I was going to get any guys.
Why?
So you're moving to LA?
No. It was an online program. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not yet. I'm still thinking about
it. Why wouldn't you?
WTFFFFFF.
I don't know, because it's like a big commitment. Like, you have to...
But you applied.
I did apply, and...
And you got it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to get it. So I wasn't like, planning to actually go.
Why did you take the time to apply for the program?
I bought a lottery ticket. I wasn't planning on winning. I didn't think I'd win.
Do it. You did all this schooling until this point. You've already applied. Do that.
It is also very expensive, though.
Oof. Ooh, about that.
GoFundMe. We can, GoFundMe.
I don't know, like, whether to say, because she doesn't seem excited about it. I was going to say congrats. Like, this is a really exciting opportunity. But now I'm like, do we give a fart? I don't know.
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. All right, well, congrats, Chi.
Thank
That's
you.
A very exciting opportunity should you choose to pursue
it. And you got
it.
This.
Thank you, guys.
What is in the air?
What was in the air? No, I don't think it was that.
What was in the air?
Oh, I don't know.
Love probably in the air.
It must have been love.
Yeah,
love
that's probably what it was.
Air.
Yeah.
Not over here, though.
And you got a whiff of it?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh,
I don't know what that was about, though.
All right, never mind. Then
some of that
on.
Real sticky, icky.
That's what I thought. Ooh, ooh, wait. Got
it in the air.
Y'all, there is so many fine men out there. OMG. I will be in Texas soon.
Ah!
You're going to Texas to find some dudes?
No, I wanted to. I was looking at booking a plane ticket over there.
Because like, you were swiping and saw dudes in Texas be hot?
I think it was on TikTok and everyone was just from Texas. And I was like, I need to go there and visit. Like, I really feel like my future husband is in the South, like Texas or something. Just saying.
Okay. But so for our Texas listeners, because we have some, you're not going to be there soon? Because it says right here, you will be there soon.
I'm confused.
I was planning on it. I wanted to. But yeah, no, not anytime soon.
All right, stand down, Texas listeners.
Sorry.
Stand down. She's not coming. Y'all, I almost missed jury duty twice. I almost had a heart attack. I was not trying to go to jail.
You actually went?
Did you go?
No, I haven't. I had to reschedule it till a couple weeks later. So
I thought once you miss twice, they just say, you have to come out on this day. They don't let you reschedule.
Okay, so what happened was I missed the first one.
Uh-oh.
Then I got that letter in the mail, like, second jury summons. If you don't show up, like, you can get fined or go to jail. And I was like, oh, gosh. So then I immediately, like...
Show me the list of people that are incarcerated for missing jury duty.
That's what
I'm
thinking right now. Happen.
Free those people.
I just
there's one out there. Free them.
It would be me.
It's just Chidi sitting there, lonely prison cell. What are you in for? Murder, bank robbery?
Mystery duty
for like the third time.
They scared me. I'm not going to lie. So I overslept one day, but then I realized that they changed it for me before. So I was like, okay, good. Because I overslept and totally forgot I had jury duty again that day.
So they rescheduled it.
Yeah.
So you're due to go back soon.
Yes. April 22nd, I think.
I have never in my life done jury duty.
See, and I was thinking of you when I did. I was like, oh, Selena was fine, so I'll be fine. No, they
said you made the mistake by responding, because now you have to go. Now
they
you
know you're a live
it.
Person.
Yeah. That's true. Dang it.
Well, let us know how jail is. It's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. You can still tweet from when you're in jail, though.
Yeah, everybody else does it.
They have great
Find
Wi-Fi.
Find a phone somewhere.
I had the urge to deep clean my room, and no, I regret it, but... It's too late.
I don't know.
What'd you find?
No. I just had so much
old
clothes.
DJ equipment, probably.
Oh,
the downstairs DJ. I forgot about her.
Haven't used that in a long time.
Yeah. Where's that button? You're not going to bring that one back.
Well, oh, my gosh.
She hasn't had to really, like, you know, dust off the DJ set because she's had the sax slinger.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know? Go back and podcast this morning's show if you missed it. Chidi gave us a full update on her dating life and... It was titillating.
Right. And she might be cutting off the sax slinger soon.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So you might need to dust off that DJ equipment after all.
Oh, yeah.
Plug it back in. I mean, you know right where to find it, right?
Yeah.
So
I hope so.
at home, what I remember from your home life before is you were doing all the cooking and cleaning for everyone and nobody else was lifting a finger, and now you're having to deep clean your room. Is the setup still the same?
Ooh,
you're,
it's like worse. It was worse because before I had like a job so I would be able to like leave, but now like it's everyone expects me to do it since I'm at home. But
oh my god, you're like Cinderella.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this makes me so sad.
Do you have stepsisters that are just out there like living life
like, and ruining and, like, yours?
You're at home like scrubbing the bathroom floor.
Like, it's not like that.
You have to find your Prince Charming.
I know, to get me out of here.
Go leave your Croc somewhere and someone will find it and try to like put it back on your shoe. I mean, on your foot.
You.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I get it.
Hard though.
Well, Chidi, thank you for all the updates.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.